This is St. Louis Public Radio. On a warm summer night, it can sound like there are insects all over the place, calling out from every front lawn, bush, and tree branch. But most of what insects are saying to one another, we can't hear. With the help of a local scientist, St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra listened in on the hidden world of insect communication and one bug's unusual love songs.
That bug is called a tree hopper. They're actually pretty common, but easy to miss. The ones around here are small and black. When you see them clinging to a plant stem, they look a lot like tiny thorns. St. Louis University's Casey Fowler Finn studies the behavior of tree hoppers, specifically how they go about finding mates.
So males fly from stem to stem or plant to plant, and when they land, they create advertisement signals. So that sounds like, ooh, boop, boop, boop. Then, if the female likes that male, she'll call back and she'll go, mmm.
How was that again?
Ooh, boop, 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 mmm.
That's actually pretty close. Here's a recording of two real Encinopa binatatas, the kind of tree hoppers Fowler Finn studies. You'll hear the male first, quickly answered by the female.
I love them. They're super cute, they're full of personality, and are just a lot of fun to listen to.
If you can hear them. The problem with tree hoppers, for scientists like Fowler Finn who study them, is that these little bugs don't make sounds the way we do. If a human male serenades a human female, we hear those sounds through the air. I know you want me, you know I want you. Some big insects, like cicadas, crickets, and katydids, also make airborne sounds. But to be heard through the air, you have to be loud, and that takes a lot of energy, too much for tiny insects like tree hoppers. So they send their calls vibrating through a plant stem.
The plant stem actually physically moves, not enough that we can see it, but enough that they can pick it up with really sensitive sensors in their legs.
For insects, communicating through a substrate, like a plant stem or leaf litter, isn't as unusual as you might think.
It's actually quite common. About 90% of insects communicate through substrate-borne vibrations.
With tens of millions of insect species out there, that's a lot of chatter, almost none of which we can hear. At least, not without a little help. To listen in on tree hoppers in her lab, Fowler Finn uses a laser. The tree hoppers sit on a plant inside an incubator in front of the laser beam. Reflective tape on the plant bounces the laser light back into a sensor.
The laser then, it's measuring the velocity of the vibration of the plant stem, and the velocity directly translates into the pitch or the frequency of the signal.
A signal, or sound, that we can hear, like this male. Females of this particular kind of tree hopper usually go for males that call at a frequency of 385 hertz. But in the lab, Fowler Finn can play them calls at a lot of different frequencies. To the females, it sounds like they have lots of males to choose from. And the more choices they think they have, the pickier they get about answering back.
You don't want to be super picky if you only have crappy males around. But then if you know that you do have choice, it might benefit you to be pickier and to wait for that male that you really like.
It's hard not to relate all this back to people.
Yeah, it's good not to, but...
Fowler Finn is currently working with one of her graduate students to figure out how temperature affects tree hopper calling behavior. They expect to have their first results by next spring. I'm picking up good vibrations. I'm Veronique LaCapra, St. Louis Public Radio. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's getting my